Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for the 4th of July, 2025. Happy 4th of July to you. Well, kind of, sort of. Anyway, I get emails all during the year regarding my thoughts and comments on politics, which I don't do. I don't do that. I don't get involved in that kind of falderal. So basically, anything I say will probably not mean anything to you. I get emails, and one of them is from my friend Jess down in San Diego, who I've known for many years, used to watch me on XETV Channel 6 way, way back in the day. And now, thankfully, he watches me on YouTube on the TV program. So I'm grateful for that. Anyway, he wrote me a beautiful email regarding what is going on in the country and the lack of mysticism that would help the country. But he's a meditator, and I am grateful for that. And he sees things a little differently than most people. So he says, I see everything falling apart in our country. It is sad. Care to comment? Now, he knows me well enough that if he says care to comment, he would probably get a comment. And I want to say this to you. This, what I'm about to share with you, is a comment, not a position I take, okay? We are a lackluster kind of country. We are people whose values and loyalties are placed only in our wallets and in something we call our morality. We lack character. But if you look up the word character, it means mental and or emotional qualities that are distinctive to an individual. The quality of being an individual, typically an interesting or unusual kind of person. Strength of originality. To me, that's not character. Character is to see things as they are and be able to respond to what is the higher plane, the higher existence of maybe what is going on. Looking at things not from the idea of how to fix or govern, but how to become one with the whole. Yes, things are falling apart. They are. And they need to. Thomas Jefferson said, we get the government we deserve. And he was right. We do get the government we deserve. Giving people the right to vote is a terrible thing when you think in terms of how misguided we are. We are religious. We are superstitious. We are selfish. We are basically unkind. We know not what we do. And that's the basis of it. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with character. And we don't have character in this country. We are characters, maybe, but we don't have character. We would not stand up for the things that are most important, which is love. Not righteousness, but love. We would have to develop a sense of consciousness. We're not going to do that. That is not something that is important to us or even interesting, much less possible. So we go about looking at our life, thinking that we are here to do whatever we please whenever we want to. We think of ourselves as having the rights to do whatever it is we wish to say and do that seem right to us. I was watching this thing on Vietnam. It's an interesting documentary on it. I did a lot of counseling with vets later on in after the war went over. I was doing counseling in it in the mid-70s, early 80s with guys that would bring back thumbs and ears and pictures and things like that. It was terrible. And these guys all thought they were doing what was right until they realized what they were doing. And then their conscience set in. And as their conscience set in about what they had done, they didn't recognize they didn't have any character. They couldn't stand against that which was against, let's say, the rigors of awakening. They wouldn't do that. They didn't even know what awakening was. And so when these guys came home, everybody was protesting, like Fonda and everyone, and they were saying, you know, power to the people. You don't give power to people in general. These people, when these vets came home, turned on them, called them baby killers and such, and did not understand what they went through and how crazy you have to be to go into battle. It's a different man. It's a different person that sits in a comfortable college chair studying for their finals and that of the guy in the rice paddy fighting for his life. These are two different people, and sometimes they're the same person, and we just don't understand this basic inherent instinct to survive. We just don't understand it. So when the vets came home, the people that were protesting for peace turned around on them and said that they were killers and terrible people and were throwing things at them. I just find this is the predicament of the American public. They have no character. They can't stand for something, understand something, and then take a deep look at it and see, well, wait a minute. What is my heart telling me? What is my soul revealing to me? And in no particular way does anyone really care about that kind of thing. We really don't. We are a fickle people. So, Jess, my comment is this. How are you going to govern people, which they need governing, whether they like it or not? They can't be left to themselves. They'll do terrible things. The people that were protesting against the war when our vets came home were protesting against them just as badly as they were the war. I mean, it's ridiculous to look at it and say, okay, so the war was wrong. We all know that. We all knew that. But to take the people who were caught in that milieu and melee and that hatred and that fear and then punish them just like we would be punishing our enemy, which wasn't an enemy, is terrible. We're just as bad. We breed contempt. We breed violence. We breed hatred in this country. Hatred is very important to the American way of life. You got to hate the right things, though. Hating is never dispelled through hate, as Buddha said. And we just don't really have any means within ourselves to live in a more, shall we say, humble position, a position of recognition of love. And we don't have that. We aren't interested in it. We are only interested in hate versus love, love versus hate, right versus wrong, wrong versus right. That's it. So, Jess, you know what I'm saying, and you're probably giggling. You got me. You poked me the right way. This whole thing is ridiculous, and the American public is ridiculous. And to think that, you know, Fonda's out there saying power to the people. People of what? People of no character? People of no love? People of no spirituality? No kindness? No compassion? No consciousness? Power to those people? Well, that's what happened. And that's what we continue to think even now. But now, when the government is falling apart as it is, under the auspice of a pseudo-dictator, we think something's wrong. And maybe it's not. Maybe this is exactly what we need, what we've been crying for hundreds of years. We can't govern ourselves. We refuse to. So we leave that to the politicians. Jess, I love you dearly, and I miss you. Anyway, thank you for your email, ladies and gentlemen. Please forgive me for this one. I'll be back on the air tomorrow if you brave it out. Please, please forgive me. Namaste.